Pasuk Kaf Beis. We have a short episode, a short story. It says, Vayasa Moshe Yisrael mi Yamsuf. Moshe Rabbeinu, he had to pull away the Jewish people from Yamsuf. They were busy collecting gold and silver. Moshe Rabbeinu had to pull them away. Vayetsu El Midbar Shur. They went out to the desert. Vayelchu Shloshes Yomim Ba Midbar. They traveled for 3 days in the desert. They didn't find any water. No water in the desert. Vayuvayu Marasa. They came to this place called Marasa. Bitterness. Vayelchu Lishdeis Mayim Mara. They couldn't drink the water from Mara, from the place that's called Bitterness. Ki Marimeh, for the waters were bitter. Al Ken Karishma Mara. Therefore they called the name of the place Bitterness. They complained, what are we going to drink? Vayitzak el Hashem, Moshe davens to Hashem, vayirei Hashem eats. Hashem showed him a tree. Vayashlech el hamayim, he threw it into the water. Vayimtiku hamayim, the water became sweet. Sham sam lo choku mishpat v'sham niso. There, he gave him statutes and laws and he tested them. So Rashi explains, what does it mean, the end of the pasuk? Sham sam lo choku mishpat v'sham niso. Says Rashi, b'mara nitan lohem miktsas parashios shel Torah. When they came to this place, Mara, they received a few of the parashios of the Torah, she'yisasku bohem, that they should involve themselves in the study, Shabbos para aduma v'dinim. So they got some mitzvos in Mara. Gemara Baba Kama, on Daf, Pei Beis, Amid Aleph, says, and this is also quoted by the Rambam, that Moshe Rabbeinu established that Klal Yisrael should read Kriyas HaTorah on Monday and Thursday. Monday, Thursday, they established that Klal Yisrael should read from the Torah because they shouldn't go for 3 days, and also Shabbos, they shouldn't go for 3 days without learning Torah. And the Gemara says, where did they derive this from? They derived this from this story, because it says the Jews traveled in the desert after Kriyas Yamsuf for 3 days, and they didn't find water. Says the Gemara, they complained to Moshe Rabbeinu, everything is bitter, so we don't have what to drink. So the Gemara says that this story should be understood not only literally, they didn't have water to drink, Moshe Rabbeinu took a tree, threw it into the water, it became sweet, and then they got some mitzvos, which is the way we read it, the simple pshuto shel mikra. But the Gemara Baba Kama says, actually, when it says they went for 3 days, it means without water, it means they went 3 days without learning Torah. And since they went 3 days without Torah, so the Gemara says they became fatigued and worn out. They became like depressed. They were like depressed and worn out, without energy. They were tired out and depressed. So the Nevi'im, Moshe Rabbeinu, established they should read from the Torah every 3 days in order to avoid this situation of going 3 days without water. So Rav Salavechik in Shiurim Zecher Abba Mari, he has a shiur where he's discussing seems to be a contradiction. Who established Kriyas HaTorah? Was it established by Moshe Rabbeinu? Was it established by Ezra? Different issues relating to what Moshe Rabbeinu established. So he discusses this episode in the Torah. And he says the following. He says that the Gemara's language is, in Baba Kama, Kevan Shaholchu Shloisha Yamin Bli Torah Miyad Nilu. They became worn out. Yad nilu. They became worn out. So he asked the Gevaldik a question over here. What do you mean? They traveled 3 days without Torah, so they were now worn out. They're like depressed and like no energy, feeling tired and worn out. They weren't yet given the Torah. This is right after Kriyas Yamsuf. They didn't yet receive the Torah. What does it mean they're like worn out? And we see that at the end of the story, in fact, they got some mitzvos. They did receive like a little bit of Torah. It wasn't a full mountain Torah, but they did receive a little bit of Torah. So what's pshat? L'chayra, it's not that they were worried about that they're not fulfilling the mitzvah of learning Torah, because they weren't yet chayiv in the mitzvah of learning Torah. They never received the Torah. So he says the following. He says that when a person learns Torah, he's connected to Dvar Hashem. You're connected to the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives you life. That gives you life. That gives you, you're connected to the source of all life when you're connected to Torah. You're connected to the source of all life. You're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is our life. Ki hein chayenu. It's our lifeblood. It's our source of life. So Chazal are telling us, he says, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was misake Kriyas HaTorah, he wasn't misake Kriyas HaTorah because of the mitzvah of learning Torah. He was misake Kriyas HaTorah, says Rav Soloveitchik, because of the mitzvah of Gmilus Chasodim. He felt bad for the state of the Jewish people. He was concerned about their well-being, emotionally, mentally. They're now worn out. They're feeling down. So how are we going to lift them up? How are we going to lift their spirits? By giving them Torah. By giving them a connection to the Dvar Hashem. And he says, when a person learns Torah, he says the inner pull, the inner drive that a person has to learn Torah is not just for the mitzvah of learning Torah. But when a person learns Torah, so it's a redemptive process for his soul. He purifies his soul. He feels invigorated, rejuvenated. He's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's connected to the Dvar Hashem, to the word of Hashem. And he says that's the idea that he has this very famous pshat from the Rav in Tosis and Brachas on Daf Yud Aleph, that Tosis asks, why don't we make a new Birchas HaTorah every day, every time you stop learning? When you go into the sukkah, every time you leave and you go back in, you make a new bracha. A Birchas HaTorah you make once a day. So why don't you say that every time you sit down to learn, you should make a new Birchas HaTorah? So the Tosis answers, because a person is never Mesiach Das from Torah. So what does that mean? You never give up, you don't take Torah off your mind? So the Rav explains that the pshat is that when a person learns Torah, he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even when he's not actually learning, he has to always maintain that connection, the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is what takes away the feeling of depression, of lack of energy, which the Gemara says, Miyad Nilu. And he says that's why at the end of the parasha, Rashi says they got certain laws like Shabbos and Parah, she is asku bohem, that they should learn them. Not that they were commanded yet in the midst of learning Torah. They didn't yet receive the Torah. That only came later at our Sinai. But the point is that when you learn Torah, then you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're connected to the Dvar Hashem, and you're connected to the source of life, and then will reinvigorate a person. That's what the Rav explains in Shiur Mezecha B'Mari, a beautiful Geshmak of Pshat. Just want to add one point that I saw over here in the Imre Baruch from Rav Simon. He brings down from the Sefer the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. Also comments on that same Gemara Baba Kama. The Gemara explains here these psukim allegorically that they went 3 days without learning Torah and therefore they were feeling down and depressed and everything that they tasted bitter. So he says the pshat is the following. He says that, says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, that when a person, the Gemara says, if you leave Torah for 1 day, the Torah leaves you for 2 days. Tazveni yoyim yoyimayim azveko. So the Toldos Yaakov Yosef says the following. He says, once they went 3 days without learning Torah, then the Torah that they learned, right, Gemara here is saying that mayim in the psukim refers to Torah. So when the next pasuk says, vayavoyu marasev layochul lishdeis mayim imar kimarim hein, you could interpret it, they couldn't learn Torah because the Torah that they were learning was bitter. Tasted bitter to them. Why did it taste bitter to them? Tasted bitter to them because they had a hefsek. They had interrupted for 3 days. They stopped learning Torah. They went 3 days without learning. So now it tasted bitter. It wasn't geschmack. If you go away from the Torah, Gemara says even 1 day, it leaves you for 2 days. So the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, what he says, the point is that in order for a person to have appreciation of Ruchnius, he says you have to be in a proper state to appreciate Ruchnius. Can't appreciate Ruchnius when you're not in the state that you could appreciate it. You have to have the ability to appreciate Ruchnius. It's like, imagine you talk to a high school kid about the geschmack of the Hanukkah challenge, or of the workout, the Shraga workout, or what was the first one we had? The Caleb challenge, or the Geshmak of a Geshmak of Sugya, Geshmak of Pnei Yeshua, like we had today. They look at you maybe like what are you talking about? Geshmak is, I don't know, watching the Chiefs, watching other things, chilling, partying. That's Geshmak.
That's just
chill. No, but that's because they don't have the Kalim. They don't have yet the tools to appreciate what you're talking about. In order to appreciate Ruchnius, you have to have the proper tools. So that's what it's saying over here, is that Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't want Klal Yisrael to ever be in a state that they're separated from the Torah, so he would Mesakin, Kriyas HaTorah every 3 days, so we reconnect. So we have the proper tools to appreciate Torah, and then it's not bitter. Then Torah is Geshmak. It's the most Geshmak thing in the world. And he brings down here an amazing idea that the Tovah Tzadik Yosef was one of the great Talmidim, I believe, of the Baal Shem Tov. He says, what's Gehenim? He says, Gehenim and Gan Eden are the same place. Gehenim and Gan Eden are the same exact place. Gan Eden is, you're going to be in Shemayim, you're going to have Shtender with a nice, beautiful Gemara, and you're listening to the Rav giving Shir, and it's going to be Mamish Gan Eden. Rav Chaim Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be giving shir. You're going to be sitting there, and for people who understand what's going on, oh, that's Mamish Gan Eden. But for the people who, unfortunately, didn't do much in their lifetime, there's no Gehenim bigger than that. It's going to be Gehenim. You're going to feel trapped, and it's going to be bitter. So he says that's what we have to work on in this lifetime, is to develop the proper kalim, the proper tools with which to appreciate Ruchnius. And you have the proper tools to appreciate Ruchnius, then Amir Hashem will really enjoy all of us Gan Eden. Have a great chat.
No barcha.